Hello everyone, how's it going? This is Julio. Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. What you're going to listen to right now is an excerpt of episode number 12, The Ultimate Case Prep Hack, where we get into the weeds of how to use your case-solving skills to design your own tailored preparation plan to develop your case-solving skills. And when you do that, well, you get a tailored prep plan, but you also get a ton of practice on your case-solving skills. And in this specific clip, you will learn the framework that is used in this episode. It's basically just the framework part. So if you're in a hurry, or if you prefer short-form content, you're going to get the framework so that you understand on a high level what you need to do and how to do it. And if you need more depth into it, you can go back and listen to the full episode. It's episode number 12. It's called The Ultimate Case Prep Hack. Now, before I move on and let you listen to the clip, just in case you're new here, I want to drop a quick note on how to listen to this podcast. Basically, Bruno and I built this to become a timeless library for candidates preparing for their case interviews at any given point in time. So the best way to listen to this podcast is probably to go back to episode number one and listen from then onward, because we don't really talk about the latest fads or anything. We just built this so that we would touch on relevant topics for candidates regardless of when they listen to it. Now, let me finally give candidates the framework that I think they're looking for.
We're going to teach them a framework today, Julio.
Yeah, we're going to teach them a framework.
That's kind of against our principles, isn't it?
That's the only framework that I want to teach them. Even though we do teach them other frameworks.
Yeah, I was just kidding. I'm just making fun of people who teach frameworks and say that's the end all be all of case prep. Yeah. Memorize these 12 frameworks and you'll never be rejected again.
Blah.
Such bullshit.
Yeah. So this is a four-part framework.
So it's a system. It's a system to treat your preparation like a case and to get more learning done in less time.
Yes, exactly.
Sounds good.
It's a four-part system where you'll apply all the principles that we mentioned before.
Great.
And the four parts are, number one, identify your problems using data.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, diagnose the root cause of your problem.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, brainstorm solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And number four, put them into practice and measure results.
That sounds good.
All of them with prioritization behind.
At each step.
At each I'm step. Guessing. So that you're, because every step might open a tree for you.
Right. So, for example, you identify more than one problem,
mm-hmm.
pick one.
Yes.
Then what's the second step again?
Diagnose the root cause.
Then you might find more than one likely root cause,
mm-hmm.
pick the most probable one
exactly.
to find a solution. Then you may find many solutions. Pick one or two that work.
Mm-hmm. Or three that are complementary.
Sounds good.
And then put it in practice the best way possible and measure your results.
Okay. I have one objection here.
What is it?
If I'm just starting out,
mm-hmm.
how can I identify my problems?
All right, if you're just starting out, you absolutely can't immediately identify your problems
yeah.
because you don't have a map of the situation. You don't know what the skills are, what an interview sounds like. So there are two things that I would do before starting to trying to find weaknesses in your problem-solving skills, and that is solving the one problem we already know that you have, which is you don't know anything.
Yeah.
And so start by learning what the topography of the situation looks like. What I mean by that is figure out what a case is and sounds like. You can just search for case interview examples on YouTube. We have an article with 9 good case interview example videos that you can watch.
Mm-hmm. Not all of them are on. We just picked the best ones in the internet, whether we've done it or other.
Yeah.
People have done it.
Yeah, the majority of them are not even done by us.
Yeah.
It's just something we put together so that you actually, the beginner, can listen to and understand what a case interview sounds like. And you can just watch one or two of them and you'll get a feel of the thing.
So to reach that, they can Google case interview examples and click on the link from our site, Crafty
Yeah,
Cases,
exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And then that's not all. Like right now, you already know what a case interview sounds like, but you still don't necessarily understand what are the components of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to understand that, you can go to our free course, because in it, we explain the 6 types of questions that an interviewer can ask you.
Within a case interview.
Within a case interview,
not just at the beginning of it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And those compose a case interview. And if you have, or at least those are the blocks that the interviewers will take to compose your case interview.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a problem, and you probably do, it has to be within those, because they're not only the questions, they're also the tasks you'll perform.
Yeah, they're kind of the Lego blocks of case
Yes, exactly. And yeah. They can find this course in craftingcases.com, our website, /course.
Okay.
It'll be there. They can join. It's free. It'll be free forever.
Sounds good. I try to synthesize what you said. Mm-hmm. And I'd add one more element.
What is it?
I do 10 cases mm-hmm. with other people after doing this, because how it synthesizes, if you're starting out, mm-hmm. what you should do to treat your preparation like a case is to just start out and do whatever everyone else is doing.
Yeah.
Like follow just all the best practices to start out, which I agree with you. It's watching some examples of cases.
Yeah.
It's doing our free course at craftingcases.com/course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing, I don't know, 5 or 10 cases. Just to get a feeling of it, just to get the mechanics. Don't worry if you're making mistakes, if you're messing up. You're just trying it out.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to identify your major weaknesses and the stuff you're not having a lot of ease with. So that would be my advice. Just do whatever what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the basic path to start out. And then you can start treating your preparation like a case, because you're in the water, right? You need to dip your toes in the water. Otherwise, it's just too brainy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to treat my preparation like a case, but I've never done a case before.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen a case before. I don't know what a case is. It's too philosophical and theoretical.
Yeah.
You need to get into practice first, then follow the 4 steps that Julio's going to tell you about.
Perfect. Now let's jump into each one of the 4 steps and tell candidates something about the how we would do it, how we would recommend them do it, some best practices, and any comments we have. Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded earlier on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or in one of the previous ones.